Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Megillah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a hemshech of the previous Mishnah, and this Mishnah is going to really explain four things for us. We kept saying, Ir Gedayla, Ir Gedayla, Kfar, Kfar, Ir Gedayla is a big city, Kfar is a village. They have different days sometimes that they read the Megillah on. So what's called an Ir Gedayla and what's called a Kfar? Only the Kfar is Magdim to the Yom HaKnisa, to the Monday and Thursday before. Furthermore, the Mishnah is going to explain to us that it's dafka when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. That's when we're Magdim the Kriya before the Zman. When it comes to other things, however, that are removed from its original Zman, we push them off. We don't make it earlier. The third thing the Mishnah is going to tell us is that although the small villages are going to read the Megillah earlier, on the Monday and Thursday before, that pertains only to the reading of the Megillah. The other inyanim of Purim are going to be the same time the others do. And finally, the Mishnah is going to teach us that not all villages are able to be magdim to the Yom HaKnisa, as we're going to learn, B'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. First of the four things. If only the small villages can read the Monday or Thursday before, they're the only ones that can be magdim liyom HaKnisa. The big cities can't. Even the ones without the walls can't. So Ezehu Ir Gedayla, what's called an Ir Gedayla whose din is to read on Yud Dalet? And for the Mishnah, Kol Sheyeshba Asara Batlonim. Asara Batlonim may sound like a derogatory term. Sometimes when one says to someone else, he's a batlon. What does that mean? He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't do anything. Or we say Bittel Torah. It's like a lack of Limud HaTorah. But ironically enough, in our Mishnah, Asara Batlonim is actually a shvach. It's really a praise. You see, bitl means to do away with something. So, whether it's good or bad depends on what you're doing away with. These Asara Batlonim, they did away with the world. They said, we're going to sit in the base of Knesset all day. We're going to be batl mei melacha. The tzibur helped to support them, but they sat in the base of Knesset, and they were always available, b'shas ha'tfilah. Why is it so important to always have 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses? The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Tavav Amid Beis, Kivat Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu beBeis HaKnesses, Ve'einu Moitzi Shal Masara, Miyad Hu Kayes. He gets angry right away. So this city that can support these Asara Batlanim, that's called an Ir Gedayla when it comes to Mikra Megillah. As a matter of a fact, it's Keneged the Asara Batlanim that Ezra Sefer was Misakin, that we read at least 10 Psukim, Monday and Thursdays. The Shiltas that Rabbi Chai Gaon explains that besides for being available in the Beis HaKnesses, the Tzarech Tefillah, these were very chashuv of the people. Three of them were the Dayanim of the town. One was the Shamish of the Bezdin. Two were Gabay Tzedakah. One served with him. And out of the three that were left, one was a Seifer, one was a Chazan, and the other was a Rabbi, a Melamed Tanaikais. In any event, that's the Shir for an Ir Gedayla. But Pachas Mikan, if there are no Asara Batlanim, Hareze Kfar, it's considered a Kfar. A Kfar could read on the Monday and Thursday before. So really, we touched Kfar, a village, Ir Gedayla, a city. It really doesn't have to do with whether it's a village or a city. It has to do with whether or not there are Asara Batlanim. No? And the answer is yes. You can have a huge city. You can have what's called a Krach. But if there are no Asara Batlanim, it has a din of a Kfar. So why don't you just tell me, yes, Asara Batlanim, no Asara Batlanim. Why are you even using the words village or town? The answer is, because normally that's the way it is. The small villages couldn't afford to maintain Asara Batlanim. A larger city would be able to do so. That's how the Rashba explains it. Now, we have to understand that there's a very simple explanation to this. What's the reason that we said the little villages can read Monday and Thursday? Because they have to come in anyway for Kriyas HaTorah on Monday or Thursday, so we don't want to make them come back twice. But if you have a Asara Batlanim, so you have your own minyan, there's no need to go anywhere on Monday and Thursday. So why make a special day for Kriyas HaMegillah for them? Now, what about a city that's surrounded with a wall, that had a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun? Does it make a difference whether they have a Asara Batlanim or not? According to most Rishonim, no. They would always read on the 15th. So can you make this simple for me? How many different types of cities do I have? And the answer is really three. Any place that was surrounded with a wall in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, even if there are no Asara Batlanim, According to most Rishonim, they read on Tesva. Category number two, regardless of how big of a village or town or city it is, if they don't have a wall, and again, whenever we say they don't have a wall, we mean they didn't have a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but they have Asara Batlanim, they always read on Yudalit, never the Monday or Thursday before. Now, usually, these are the larger cities. The smaller villages can't afford to have Asara Batlanim. But the fact is, if you happen to have even a very small village with Asara Batlanim, they also read on Yudalit, not the Monday or Thursday before. And category number three is a place that doesn't have a wall, and it doesn't have Asara Batlanim, which is usually a village. They read the Monday and Thursday before their Magdim Liyom HaKenisa. Okay, so that was the first of the four things we said we're discussing in our Mishnah, what's called an Ir Gedayla and what's called a Kfar. Now the second Inyan. Only Kriyas HaMegillah is pulled back. Most things that can't be on the proper time are postponed. As the Mishnah explains, the Elu, Dafkin, in regard to the Zmanim of Kriyas HaMegillah, do we say Makdimin, that the people from the villages read on the Monday or Thursday before, and also if Yudalit or Tesvav fall on Shabbos. So because there's a gzeira not to read the Megillah on Shabbos, we read it the day before. In regard to the Zmanim of Kriyas HaMegillah, Makdimin v'lei ma'achrin, earlier but not later. That's dashing from the Pasuk that says, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim aleihem v'yalzaram, and the Pasuk goes on to say, v'lo yavar, we never go past the Zman HaKavua. If anything, earlier, but never later. Avil, but in regard to the following four things, if you can't do it in the right time, it gets postponed. We don't say earlier, we say later. And the Mishnah is going to give us, again, four examples. One is Zman Atzei Kehanim V'ha'am. There was a certain set time for various different mishpachas to go out to the woods and bring wood for the Mizbeach. The Gemara tells us their names and when the Zmanim are in Masechtas Tainis. What does it mean? Zman Atzei Kehanim V'ha'am. That's the gear, says you see in the Batanuri here. That's because with each of these mishpachas that went to get wood, you had Kehanim, Leviim, and Yisraela. Therefore, it's called Zman Atzei Kehanim V'ha'am. Now, on the day that it was time for a certain mishpacha to bring the wood for the Mizbeach, it was a yamta for them, and they were makriv a carbon, a special oilas nedava. They donated a carbon oil, it was called carbon eitzim. But that can't be brought on Shabbos. No nedava can be brought on Shabbos. So why don't they bring this carbon the day before? And the answer is it's not their turn yet. There's still another mishpacha that's busy with the wood. So here's the first of four examples where, unlike the Zmanim of Kriyas HaMegillah, if you can't do it by Bayayim, because it falls on Shabbos, we push it off, we don't say that it's earlier. The second example of where we postpone things instead of making it earlier, if you can't do it by Bayayim. The Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, so you can't fast on Shabbos. And that's because Tisha B'Av is something that is considered Perinusa. It's sad. It describes punishment, galus. So we're not looking to bring it earlier. You want to push it off. Another example, the third of four examples of things that we push off, is v'chagiga. The carbon shlam that a person is mechuyev to bring on each of the shalosh regalim, on each of the yamim tovim, lechvayd haregel. This is besides for the carbon oila, besides for the oilas ria. Now the mitzvah lechatchila is to bring it on the first day of the yamtiv. If he was not makriv on the first day, he can be makriv on the second day up until the seventh day. Even on Shavuos, that only has one day, there is still a tashlumen called Shiva. As a matter of fact, on Sukkos, if you may remember from Masechta Sukkos, you can even bring it on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres. In any event, if the first day of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, so we can't be makriv on Shabbos, because again, it's not Doicha Shabbos. And the reason it's not Doicha Shabbos is because you have an option of being makriv afterwards. But we're not going to say, well, if I can't be makriv on the first day, let me be makriv before Yom Tov. No, we push it off till after Shabbos. That's because the time of Chiyuv didn't come yet. If you brought it before Yom Tov, you weren't Yaitza. It's not Yom Tov yet. And finally, the fourth example of something we postpone, as opposed to making early if we can't do it on the right day, the Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel. What is the mitzvah of Hakel? there is a mitzvah to gather all of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, Mitzoy Shnasa Shemitah. And it takes place during Sukkot. In other words, the 8th year, after Shemitah. And the king, the Melech, reads for them the Parshiyos of Mishneh Torah. The Torah says, Hakel, gather all the men, women, and children. So the Zman HaKvua for this is Leil Mitzoy Yamtev HaRishon Shel Chag. In Eretz Yisrael, there's one day. So if the first day Sukkot, let's say, is Monday, so Monday night is Matzah Yom Tov, that's when everyone gets together. But what if the first day of Sukkot is Friday? So Matzah Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag is Shabbos. So really the mitzvah of Hakel should be Doicha Shabbos. But the Chachamim said, no, wait till after Shabbos. There are many different reasons. One is because you have to bring the small children on Shabbos. How do you bring them? Another reason, as the Rambam explains, is they have to blow trumpets. And the king used to cry and beg. It wasn't appropriate for Shabbos. The chatzaitres, you're not allowed to blow on Shabbos. The tchinas aren't appropriate for Shabbos. Another reason is, they have to make a bima for the king in the middle of the azara, and you can't make it on Shabbos. Al-Kulpanim, so we don't say if you can't perform the mitzvah of Hakel on Shabbos, do it earlier. No, you push it off. Again, for the same reason, like by the chagiga. You can't do it before because it's not the time yet. It's not the zman chiyav yet. So in regard to these four things, Zman Atzei Kehanim, Tisha B'Av, Chagiga, and Hakel, Ma'achrin, we postpone it, V'lei Magdimen. We don't say, because you can't do it on Shabbos, we should do it before Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, this is the third inyan of the Mishnah. Here's where we're going to learn that even though we're saying that the villages, we have a Monday or Thursday before, that's only in regard to Kriyas HaMegillah. As the Mishnah explains, Afal Pisha Amru, even though we said, Makdimen, that they read the Megillah earlier, and some are goyres v'loy ma'achrin, and not later. So even though the villages can sometimes read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel, but that doesn't mean that those days have the Kiddush of Purim. Mutar, and it's mutter during those days, behesped, to give a eulogy on someone, or betanias, or to fast. The only reason they read on these days is to make it easier for them. But for most other things, it does not yet have the Kiddush of Purim. And that's why, again, as the Mishnah explains, Mutarin, on these days that they read the Megillah, before you dial it, it is Mutar, the Hesped of Atanias. On Purim, you're not allowed to make a eulogy, you're not allowed to fast. But on these days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, even though the villages are reading the Megillah, they are allowed to make a Hesped or a fast. However, Zok the Mishnah, Umatanis Li Avyoinim, this is how the Mefarshim explain it. If they gave Matanis Li Avyoinim on this day, the days before the actual Kriyas HaMegillah, b'di'eved, they are yaitza. They don't have to give it again on Yud Dalet, because the mitzvah of Matanis Li'avyoinim is connected to Kriyas HaMegillah. The Aniyim wait for Kriyas HaMegillah because they know that's when they're going to get their money on Purim. But it's Davka Matanis Li'avyoinim. And even Matanis Li'avyoinim is only b'di'eved. L'chadchil, you're supposed to wait till Yud Dalet. But b'di'eved, if you gave it on the day that they read the Megillah, you're yaitza. But that's not true for the Sudas Purim. If you have the Sudas Purim on the day that you read the Megillah, that's very nice, but you'll have to do it again on Purim to be Yaitza the Mitzvah. And the same is true for Mishleach Manais. Cannot be Yaitza before Purim. It has to be on the day that you have the Sudas Purim. So there are really three Chalukei Dinim over here when it comes to the Kvarim L'Yayim HaKanisa. Reading the Megillah? It's Mutar L'Chatchila. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel, depending on when Purim falls out on. The Monday or Thursday before. Latanis Li Avyoinim is only B'di'evet. And Sudas Purim and Mishleich Manais is even B'di'evet, you're not Yaitza. Before Purim, it's only on Yud Dalet. Okay, remember the fourth thing that we said we were going to discuss in our Mishnah? We said not all Kvarim can read before Purim. Amar Rav Yehuda Emesai, when were the Chachamim Mekel for the B'nai Kvar? And they said, you can read on the Monday or Thursday before, only Makayim Shenichnasim B'Sheni B'Chemishi, when there's a Bezdin Kvua in the city that's near the village, and they come into the big city on Monday or Thursday. That's the whole point, being that they're going to the big city anyway. Okay, so you can read the Megillah on that day. Avol Makayim She'ein Nichnasim B'Sheni B'Chemishi, but if there is no Bezdin Kvua near this village, and they normally don't travel to the city on Monday or Thursday, so ain't koyin aysel abizmana, then they can only read it in its proper time, which is Yud Dalet. So in our Mishnah we learned what's called an ir gedayla. An ir gedayla is an ir that can support a sada batlonim, 10 people that are sitting in the Beis HaKnesses. always there for davening. Some learned that they had other official jobs as well, as we explained, like the Dayanim and Seifrim and Rebbeim and so on. If you don't have 10 people, then it's considered a kfar, even if it's a large city. But if it's a city that's surrounded by a wall, that had a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they always read on the 15th, regardless of whether or not they have a Sada Batlonim. We also learned in the Mishnah that it's only in regard to Kriyas HaMegillah that we say, being that you can't, or it's not convenient to do it on Yudal, they do it earlier. Other days, it doesn't work out on the right day, like the Korban Eitzim for the family that begins their shift of being able to bring the wood, or Tisha B'Av, or Chagiga, or Hakel. All those days, we push it off. We don't say, from before. In regard to the Zman Atzei Kehanim, the reason we push it off is because beforehand they can't bring the Korban yet. It's not their turn yet. And Tisha B'Av is a Peronius. We're not in a rush to bring not good things upon ourselves. We'd rather push it off and hope that Mashiach comes in between. Either way, we're not in a rush to run into Tisha B'Av. With Chagiga and Hakel, we push it off because it's not the Zman yet. We also learned in our Mishnah, although the villages read earlier on the Monday or Thursday before, those days are Mutter, Behesped, or Betainis. B'di'evid, they can give Matanis Le'avyayinim, but we said, Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos have to wait for Yud Dalid. And finally, the Mishnah told us, Rabbi Yehuda told us, when do the villages read on the Monday or Thursday before? If Lemaisa, there's a Bezin in the big city, and therefore they would come into the big city anyway on Monday or Thursday. So to make it easier for them, we said, you're there already, listen to the Megillah. Read the Megillah then. But if it's a place, She'ein Nechnasin Lei B'Sheni V'Lei B'Chamishi, that they don't come in anyway normally on Monday or Thursday, they're going to have to read on Yudale. There's no special din for them to be able to read it earlier.